U.S. President Donald Trump ramping up his rhetoric against North Korea, telling the Financial Times Sunday the U.S. is totally prepared to go it alone to combat the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang without help from China if need be. Telling the Financial Times, quote, China will either decide to help us or they won't. And if they do, that will be very good for China. And if they don't, it won't be good for anyone. Adding, quote, if China is not going to solve North Korea, we will.
The search continued for a second day. Towers of water and mud devastated the city of Mocoa through piles of debris, stones, and meters of mud. But the discoveries were always grim. The death toll is expected to rise still further.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is threatening to do whatever it takes to break Democrats' promised filibuster. It's not yet clear, though, if he'll need to. Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana pledged his support for Judge Neil Gorsuch, and a total of three Democrats now have announced they will cross party lines. The White House needs five more defectors to avoid the so-called nuclear option, which could change Senate rules forever.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Opening Bell for this Monday, April 3rd, 2017, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along. Another business day, another business week. This is the first day of the new quarter, by the way, business day, that is. So we're glad to have you along. Lots to talk about on The Opening Bell this morning. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking to the founder of Chance Light about Autism Awareness Month. There was a big ruling recently by high courts about education for kids with disabilities. We'll see how that is impacting kids with autism. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. World stock markets and the U.S. dollar started the second quarter on a positive note this morning, although caution is there as the president of the U.S., Donald Trump, and China's president meet today in Washington. European shares open broadly higher, tracking Asian shares up on generally upbeat economic data. This morning, Dow futures are pointing toward a positive open on Wall Street as well, up about 30 points. NASDAQ and S&P futures are a little bit higher as well. Checking the markets in Asia, all of the arrows are pointing up with, it looks like, the Hang Seng leading the way, followed by the Nikkei in Europe, generally higher, but a number of indices are mixed. A couple of them are mixed. The CAC in France is off, and this morning the IBEX is lower as well. The FTSE up about 8 points. The DAX is up about 47 points. Some of that economic data we were talking about, German manufacturing growth reached an almost six-year high in March. That's according to the latest report out for manufacturing. Manufacturing activity in France and Italy also rose just a bit, adding to signs of a pickup in momentum in the global economy. Meanwhile, in China, a private survey there of manufacturing came in below market expectations. A couple of big stories happening since you went to bed last night. A local union in East Peoria has ratified a supplemental agreement for a proposed six-year contract with Caterpillar Incorporated. The new deal is overwhelmingly ratified by the local 974, according to officials there and media reports. Most United Auto Workers members in the United States voted last month in favor of a central agreement of a proposed contract with Caterpillar that affects about 5,000 UAW workers. There is a recall this morning to tell you about. It is involves a chili. The maker of Hunt's Chili Kit says it's recalling some because they might be contaminated with salmonella. Conagra brand says it's cooperating with the Food and Drug Administration for a limited recall. Company says there have been no reports of people actually getting sick. Conagra says this could be salmonella in raw material used in chili seasoning packets. The recalled kits have Best Buy dates of April 4th, April 5th, and May 1st. Conagra says consumers can call the company for more information on that. It's a new app that lets consumers use video collaboration to find service pros to get new jobs and be efficient with their home repair projects. The CEO of the company, it's called Clip Call, is with us this morning via Skype. Daniel Shaked is with us from San Francisco. This is a big deal in terms of home improvement because it sort of takes all of this to the next level. Daniel, first of all, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell. Glad to have you along. Tell us a little bit about Clip Call.
Clip Call is a company. We are 1 year old, a bit over that, and we are focused to help homeowners to have a much easier life by guaranteeing their home project success. And the way we can guarantee that thing, which is pretty hard thing to guarantee if you think about it, is simply by digitizing the entire offline process that every homeowner right now goes through when he needs something done around his home. And since we digitized it all, we practically monitor through that process just to ensure its success. And before, we simply know based on a previous network of previous projects done in that specific area for similar projects, we know who are the right people to be matched with the right project. So it's based on analyzing tons of data points that we have from previous history of similar projects, and we are able to profile the service professionals from a behavioral standpoint and to really assess their quality and their fit for a specific project going forward.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but this sounds like it's a sort of a reverse Angie's List. And I hate to bring another company in like that, but so this is a service for the people, the service people.
We are able to assess the quality of the service professionals based on their actions with similar projects. Since we aggregate a lot of data, we are able to really very good filter the bad guys and to reward the good guys. So we have a pretty good way of understanding who are the quality, the real quality people there.
So is this, so as a person who's looking for somebody to do the work, is this a platform for me or is it a platform for those professionals?
Oh, no, it's a platform for, it's a dual platform. It's a platform for homeowners to look for service professionals. And the way it works, they launch the app and they shoot on video and they show on video what their project is. Say you need, I don't know, to remodel your bathroom. So you launch the app in a video mode. We guide you on the app itself, on the video screen with like a teleprompter with the tips and information that you should be mentioning and saying. So we help people to structure very good quality videos which are streamed to the service professionals. Service professionals, on the other hand, watch those videos, and those who are interested, since they're informed a lot about the project, they've seen it. And you know that video is worth of, I don't know, millions of pictures in a minute. So it's a very, very good way to convey your project. So those pros who are interested, they simply engage in a conversational mode with you through our transactional messenger and can discuss this project with the customer.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks closed out last week on a low note. The Dow slid 65 points on Friday to 20,663. The S&P 500 lost 5 1/3 points. The NASDAQ fell 2.5. The Russell 2000 index picked up 3.5 points. Ford is recalling 53,000 F-250 trucks from the 2017 model year because they can roll away when they're in park. Drivers are being urged to use the parking brake to make sure the pickups don't move until the problem is fixed. Consumers boosted their spending in February at the slowest pace in 6 months. Analysts say the small gains suggest that overall economic growth likely slowed in the first quarter. However, incomes last month were up a solid 0.4%, hinting at stronger consumer spending in the months ahead. And DuPont and Dow have again postponed their $62 billion merger. They now expect the deal to close in August. The latest delay comes as DuPont finalizes the sale of its crop protection business to FMC. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 522. This morning, our CEO Spotlight is on a Clip Call. It is a service, a mobile app, a shared economy style app that helps connect people who are looking to do stuff around their homes with service professionals. Daniel Chiquette is the founder and CEO, and he's with us via Skype this morning from San Francisco. Daniel, we were talking earlier about some of the general notions of this app. It sounds like it's going to save a lot of time. Have you been able to figure out just how much time this might save everybody involved?
It's hard for me to say how much time we save, but I can tell you that we have the customer and the homeowner in our let's say, in our mind all the time. And we came up with a lean back approach, what we call. You simply shoot one time on video, and then interested service professionals start to respond to you. And that cuts a lot of hassle of individually trying to browse a lot of websites, read tons of reviews, and then make your own kind of mind whom to call. Then you have to call, talk with each and every service professional, tell him the same story, maybe send him the same pictures and videos. Here you do it only once. So it cuts a lot of time and a lot of hassle. You tell your story, your problem only once, and it's a very intelligent conversation with people who really know what you need. So it all starts from a very good matching.
Where did you come up with this idea?
So look, it's my second company in this space of connecting customers with local service professionals. And my previous company was a very kind of sophisticated lead gen based on real bidding through phone calls, etc. We kind of understood that that's not enough. Being a referral service, like many of the current players, just introducing each side to another side is not enough. You have to own the entire process in order to be able to guarantee its quality. So this is where it came from the will and our ambition to disrupt this business where people are by themselves, individually standing in front of a service pro, not really understanding anything about the project. People don't even know what should be the price for things. So we want to help the homeowner really to take that hassle out. And I can tell you that the video concept is a very important one. It starts with a recorded video, but it goes all the way towards using the video conference capabilities through our app just to allow the customer and the service professional to be much more efficient and avoid unnecessary house visits just to provide a quote. So we make both sides in a way much more efficient in the way they work. Customers don't need to compromise privacy, wait for some guy just to show him around. Service professionals save a lot of time driving just to provide a quote, you know, parking fees and a lot of things like that. And that makes the entire difference. By the way, every call and every video conference, like I described before, are tracked and recorded within the app, and they are part of the project itself. So both sides can access those files and listen back and see what was really agreed and what was discussed and what's the scope of work. It's like a contract between the sides. So that removes a lot of unknown, a lot of hassle, a lot of stretching of the project kind of things, streamlines the entire process, I believe.
Yeah, and I think you've answered my earlier question in great detail now, because if any homeowner is listening and they've gone through this process, they know exactly how much time they're going to save. I mean, you're talking about days of time that can be saved if you have a big project. And it sounds like you've streamlined that down to just a very quick one-off on an app.
Yes, but saving time is only one aspect. We want to increase trust. We want to increase the feeling for the homeowner that this app and the entire concept and the marketplace behind it, and of course using the artificial intelligence and data that we analyze constantly, all that should drive the homeowner not only the saving of time but also the feeling of trust that there is something different that it does than just being randomly engaged with some random service professional.
And that trust is important because if you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a project, just the fact that you can go back and listen and watch what was said and done, that takes all the guesswork and questions out of it.
That's correct. You know, the fact that we track and record every interaction, phone call, video conference, scheduling, visits, everything, removes a lot of, I would say, trials from both sides, by the way, not only from the pros side, but also from the customer side, to stretch projects, to create misunderstandings. Simply the amount of unknown is reduced to like, I don't know how, but significantly.
So you have these services. I think most consumers are probably pretty tech savvy. What about the service providers, the contractors and the construction folks? Are they Is that a challenge to get them to be tech savvy? Will you have a challenge with that?
So not anymore. I don't think, you know, part of our challenge is to create a very simple user experience with a very streamlined and easy navigation and operation of the app. I believe that most of the service professionals right now, and that's the data we have, like everyone carries a smartphone, which was not the case 4 years ago. And those guys are pretty okay with operating those apps. And for customers, I can tell you, look, you will be surprised. We have people who are like 60 and over using the app. Not only young homeowners, we have a wide range of ages using it. And not only in the, you know, in the Bay, in San Francisco Bay Area, where you would assume that people are maybe more tech driven, it's in the East Coast and in LA. So we are seeing the same patterns. I think the maturity of using apps and digital solutions right now is very advanced. People are really adopted, you know, using Uber, using things like that. So I wouldn't say that's a challenge, although a simple UX is always a challenge.
Well, Daniel, best of luck to you and to Clip Call, and thanks for being on the Opening Bell.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Daniel Chiquette is the founder and CEO of Clip Call. You can find more about this at clipcall.it. You can also follow them on Twitter at Clip Call. We'll continue our conversation with Daniel after the bell. We'll post it in our podcast of the Opening Bell program later on this morning at WGNradio.com.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. It's 5:40. Glad to have you with us for our Monday edition. The Supreme Court has rejected a lower standard of education for students with disability, and this raises the bar for education of millions of students with disabilities, among those disability students with autism. This is Autism Awareness Month. If you were out and about over the weekend, you probably saw a number of the buildings in downtown Chicago with blue. It's a similar theme all across the country. We're happy to have with us today Mark Claypool. He's the founder and CEO of ChanceLight Behavioral Health Therapy and Education, the nation's leading provider of behavioral, physical, occupational, and speech therapy and alternative and special education programs for children and young adults. Mr. Claypool, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Morning. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about this ruling by the Supreme Court. I believe it was last week, wasn't it?
It was. It's a very exciting ruling for, I think, for everyone who has an interest in special education. It really changes the dialogue completely, and you know, for students, it changes the dialogue from compliance with minimum standards to the promise of a brighter future and really a potential maximizing experience, which the law really, as it is currently written, does not guarantee. But the ruling from the Supreme Court makes that the standard. And also, you know, for parents who fight so hard for the rights of their children, it just raises their position and creates an opportunity for them to seek what's best for their children. I think really the big winner too are special educators who have really been hamstrung by this law in the way that it has been interpreted for 35 years. And so I think it's a real win for kids and parents and really for special educators as well.
The young man who was at the center of this case has autism, had it diagnosed at age 2. He's now 17. So he's spent a good deal of his all of his life in education, in the education system before this ruling. What was that like for him?
So I'm not that familiar with the young man in particular, but I do have a lot of familiarity with what special education is like. And unfortunately, special education is very dependent on where you live and what your particular school district does about it. It's one federal law, but it's a law that has been interpreted 50 different ways and then, you know, broken out by how many thousands of school districts there are. It's applied in different ways. And so just because you have a set of services or a program that works for you in Illinois, if you move across state lines, all that goes away and it starts over again, unfortunately, and it can vary dramatically. So I don't know. Apparently, for him, it was not a great experience, and his parents wanted more than they were getting.
So what should parents know, Mark, about this ruling? I would imagine it's going to take a little while to have it sorted out, or no? Will this impact education immediately?
Well, I'm sure it'll take years, frankly, before it really settles into to a true application. But I do think what parents can do is to really know their rights, be really well-armed when they go to their school district to talk about. By well-armed, I mean well-armed in their rights and knowing, really knowing what is possible for their child and what's possible under the law. Before they go and meet with their school district and start what is called the IEP process, which is the individual education plan process, I think that they need to stay abreast of the application of this Andrew F. Law and really be keyed in on that. And then really, more than anything, what parents can do, and they do typically, is to have a home environment that really, really supports the development of a child and work toward independence for that child. And parents can do a lot with that as well.
As we mark Autism Awareness Month, it's worth noting that there's been a rise in the number of people diagnosed with autism. What do you think is behind that? What are the experts saying is behind that?
Well, the answer to that question is all over the board. There's a lot of speculation. Nobody knows for certain what is causing the rise. I think it is undeniable, though, that the definition of autism has expanded pretty dramatically under the latest edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that's used as a guide. And so a lot of children who were otherwise diagnosed with other things or diagnosed with nothing at all have been diagnosed with autism. But I think behind that there is an unmistakable rise in the number of kids who have this issue, and it's certainly showing up in all aspects of school. And now post-secondary, it's really showing up in the workplace, and we're, as a society, we're going to have to adjust to it. I think it's just part of who we've become.
I know you've done quite a bit of research into this and have a book out, too, about it. It's worth noting, too, that the number of autism cases, this kids with autism and their parents, they're impacting special education in a positive way, are they not?
Yeah, you know, I think they have. I think that they have really changed the landscape, and I think, you know, one great example is this Supreme Court ruling, which impacts all children with disabilities and means that all kids now have to be centered. Their discussion of their treatment and their education has to be centered on what is going to maximize their potential, not just what is going to meet the minimum requirement of the law. And so I think it is good. I think this kind of advocacy that comes with autism and the organization that they brought, organizations like Autism Speaks and other groups have done great things that they impact all kids and raise the boat for everybody.
You mentioned that this rule, this Supreme Court ruling, could be rolled out over the course of years, and the rating or the grade, the report card for special education varies all across the country. Who's doing it right, and what examples are they sharing for the rest of the country?
Well, I think the states that are doing it the best, I mean, typically Massachusetts is ranked in the top five. I think California is ranked very high, and other states, New Jersey, New York, Illinois has done a pretty good job statewide over the years as well. And then, you know, there are states where it's just very rural states where there are fewer people. It's just very difficult for school districts to access the credentialed people that are necessary to really do a great program sometimes. But there's no excuse for that now. Technology and all the things that we can do to bring expertise in from a distance I'm really anxious and looking forward to how this ruling will raise the bar and really force us all to focus on what's best for the child rather than just what our current systems can accommodate.
For folks who are listening out there, especially parents, how can they get involved? Because I know grassroots efforts in this area and social media, and there are all kinds of groups. But as we mark Autism Awareness Month, what can parents do who feel maybe helpless and want to get more involved and learn more about this? What would their first step, what would you suggest to them first?
You know, my suggestion would be to connect with a local chapter of an autism advocacy group, and there are several of them. I would go directly to the Autism Speaks website if I were there then and connect through their website with a local group and to really, find that local chapter and go to the meetings and connect with other parents and share their experiences and find out what has worked locally for them. And then, you know, there's always power in numbers. I'm really hopeful that this Supreme Court ruling changes the dialogue. It's been such an adversarial relationship between parents and school districts for 35 years now, since the Rowley decision by the Supreme Court in 1982. I'm really hoping this changes that and really pulls everybody in a place where we're all working again for the benefit of the child and maximizing that child's potential.
Mark, it's good of you to be with us today. We want to tell folks, too, about the book that just came out in February about this. It's called How Autism is Reshaping Special Education. You're the author on that, as well as John McLaughlin. We appreciate you being with us today, and we're going to give people all kinds of information about how they can follow your group and get more information about your organization, which is on Twitter also. And also online as soon as we're done with you this morning. But we appreciate you being with us on Autism Awareness Month.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Claypool is with the group called Chance Light. It's a behavioral health therapy and education, the nation's leading provider of behavioral, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. He's the founder and CEO of that organization. You can find out more at Autism Idea. You can also find the book, How Autism is Reshaping Special Education, and you can check out Chance Light online as well.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are flat, along with S&P NASDAQ futures as well. Could be a light opening on Wall Street later this morning. Crude oil, $50.61 a barrel, up just a fraction this morning. Other world markets generally higher, with the exception of Europe, which is a mix this morning as we head toward the opening bell. A couple of other stories we're following for you. Ford is recalling 53,000 2017 F-250 trucks because they can roll over even when they are parked due to manufacturing error. Ford says drivers should use the parking brake to make sure that cars don't move. Ford says dealers will also replace the defective part for free. Tesla Motors has delivered a record 25,000 vehicles in the first quarter, up 69% from the same period last year. Tesla yesterday said it delivered about 13,450 Model S cars and about 11,000 Model X SUVs. Tesla says another 4,600 vehicles are being transported to customers at the end of the quarter, and they will be included in second quarter deliveries, not the first quarter deliveries. Now on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for this Monday, April 3rd, 2017, there are two major economic reports due today. The Institute for Supply Management will release its manufacturing index for March, and the Commerce Department will also report on construction spending for February. Also today, automakers begin reporting on how many vehicles they sold in March. Human Rights Watch is releasing a report on the rights of workers denied access to and from Gaza, and a new research out today at this year's European Congress of Psychiatric Care in Florence shows that patients with cancer are more likely to die by suicide than those without cancer. According to the preliminary analysis, patients with cancer had a 55% higher risk of suicide. And today, Starbucks has a new CEO. Kevin Johnson becomes head of the company, succeeding Howard Schultz, who becomes executive chairman. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Monday, April 3rd.